Part 2, Chapter 29, Gateway. Traditional consumption was not particularly thrifty. The concept of thrift emerged out of a more affluent money culture. In traditional societies, where resources continued to be scarce, consumption was more seasonally and communally oriented. In years of bountiful crops, people ate heartily, and in lean years they starved. People were not particularly motivated to produce more goods for stockpiling, as there was little incentive to do so, where there was little security from raids. When times were good, celebrations of gluttony were held in the winter season when stocks could not be refilled. These rituals were more important than the potential hardships such celebrations might later bring, as they served to bind people together and distribute resources. Holiday rituals were typically structured around cultural practices such as song, dance, theater, and feasting, and took a great deal of time away from work. Exercise 1. We may argue that man was not the first to create laws. The universe is built on natural laws, and animals had them long before men did. We call natural laws mechanisms, the enactment of cause and effect. They constitute our mechanistic environment. Animals often seem to have laws. For example, animals move in groups and post guards, fly in formations, care for the young, and organize kingdoms as ants or bees do. These are different from man's laws. They come from instinctive actions created through survival. Only humans are able to create factual laws, coming from reason and feeling for others. Exercise 2. A very old and typically European method for producing landmarks is a guild symbol. A large key on a storefront used to say, "A locksmith works here." Guild symbols instantly trigger the brain script of a place, its meaning, and the activities expected to happen there. The symbol signals what is going on behind the front. The principle has survived to this day in the form of the building's header. The header of an advertising agency in Venice Beach, California, in fact, became something to be admired and even worshipped in itself. Featuring binoculars large enough to walk into, which cover most of the store frontage, this spectacular building by star architect Frank Gehry says, "What is going on behind the main front has to do with insight, foresightedness, and forward thinking." Exercise 3. In his book, The 5,000-Year Leap, Skousen explains that throughout history, governments have typically been monarchies or aristocracies, with the occasional attempt at pure democracy. While each of these forms of government has their strengths, there are enormous dangers attached to each as well. For example, a monarchy with its strong center of power is useful for important central needs, such as war. On the other hand, an aristocracy, with its wealthy nobles, will be concerned with protecting the wealth and the development of the nation's natural resources. Both of these areas of focus are important for a healthy nation. However, if not restrained, each can and will develop into an oppressive system. As for democracy, the masses may have their say, but the views of the minority have no voice, resulting in democracy spoiled by the rule of passion over reason. Exercise 4. China's per-person income is only a tenth of America's, but because it has more than four times as many people, its economy is almost half as large. When China's per-person income passes a quarter of America's, its economy will be larger. Because productivity in China is rising so quickly, and the value of its currency is rising against the dollar, that point will probably be reached by the end of this decade. That is not a sign of American decline, but of China exploiting the time-tested recipe of education, urbanization, and industrialization to graduate from poor to middle-income status. Many countries like Mexico have done the same, only to stumble before becoming rich. To avoid the same trap, China has a delicate transition. Having grown through exports, investment, and manufacturing, it must now rely more on services and consumers, which are less easily steered by government policy.